where we are met is to determine at the coronation. In God's name, speak. When is the royal day?
Is all things ready for the royal time?
It is, and once but nomination.
Tomorrow, then, I judge, a happy day.
Who knows the Lord Protector's mind herein? Who is most inward to the noble Duke?
Your Grace, we think, should soonest know his mind.
We know each other's faces. For our hearts, he knows no more of mine than I of yours, or I of his, my lord, than you of mine. Lord Hastings, you and he are near in love.
I thank his Grace, I know he loves me well. But for his purpose in the coronation, I have not sounded him, nor he delivered his gracious pleasure any way therein. But you, my honourable lords, may name the time, and in the Duke's behalf I'll give my voice, which I presume he'll take in gentle part.
In happy time, here comes the Duke himself.
My noble lords and cousins all, good morrow. I've been long a sleeper, but I trust my absence doth neglect no great design, which by my presence might have been concluded.
Had you not come upon your cue, my lord, William Lord Hastings had pronounced your pardon. I mean your voice for crowning of the king.
Than my Lord Hastings no man might be bolder. His lordship knows me well and loves me well. My Lord of Ely, when I was last in Holborn, I saw good strawberries in your garden there. I do beseech you send for some of them.
Marry, and will, my lord, with all my heart.
The cousin of Buckingham, a word with you.
Catesby hath sounded Hastings in our business, and finds the testy gentleman so hot that he will lose his head ere give consent. His master's child, as worshipfully he terms it, shall lose the royalty of England's throne.
Withdraw yourself a while. I'll go with him.
We have not yet set down this day of triumph. Tomorrow, in my judgment, is too sudden. For I myself am not so well provided as else I would be were the day prolonged.
Where is my lord the Duke of Gloucester? I have sent for these strawberries.
His Grace looks cheerfully and smooth this morning. There's some conceit or other likes him well when he bids good morrow with such spirit. I think there's ne'er a man in Christendom can better hide his love or hate than he. For by his face straight shall you know his heart.
What of his heart perceive you in his face by any likelihood he showed today?
Marry, that with no man here he is offended. For were he had shown it in his looks.
I pray you all, tell me what they deserve that do conspire my death with devilish plots of damned witchcraft, and that have prevailed upon my body with their hellish charms.
The tender love I bear your Grace, my lord, makes me most forward in this princely presence to doom the offenders. Whosoever they be, I say, my lord, they have deserved death.
Then be your eyes the witness of their evil. Look how I am bewitched. Behold, mine arm is like a blasted sapling withered up. And this is Edward's wife, that monstrous witch, consorted with that harlot's trumpet shaw, that by their witchcraft thus have marked me.
If they have done this deed, my noble lord.
Thou protector of this damned trumpet, talkst thou to me of deeds? Thou art a traitor. Up with his head. Now, by St. Paul, I swear, I will not dine until I see the same. Lover and Ratcliffe, look, will it be done? The rest that love me, rise and follow me.
Woe, woe for England. Not a whit for me. For I, too fond, might have prevented this. Stanley did grieve the board at radar helms, and I did scorn it and disdain to fly. 3 times today my foot-cloth horse did stumble and started when he looked upon the tower, as loath to bear me to the slaughter-house. Oh, now I need the priest that spake to me. I now repent I told the pursuivant was too triumphing. Mine enemies today at Pomfret bloodily were butchered, and I myself secure in grace and favour. Oh, Margaret, Margaret! Now thy heavy curse is lighted on poor Hastings' wretched head.
Come, dispatch. The Duke would be at dinner. Make a short shrift. He longs to see your head.
Oh, momentary grace of mortal men, which we more hunt for than the grace of God, who builds his hope in air of your good looks, lives like a drunken sailor on a mast, ready with every nod to tumble down into the fatal bowels of the
Come, dispatch.
His bootless to exclaim,
"Oh, bloody Richard! Miserable England! I prophesy the fearfulest time to thee that ever wretched age hath looked upon. Come, lead me to the block. Bear him my head. They smile at me, who shortly shall be dead."